In March, people packed into Louisville's Freedom Hall to see President Donald Trump in his first visit to Kentucky since the election. For much of the speech, Trump followed a familiar script. He touted his accomplishments so far, nominating Judge Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court, issuing a flurry of executive orders to lift regulations, and promising to build the wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. But then, Trump did something he hadn't before. He gave a shout-out to Kentucky's great statesman, Henry Clay.
Like Henry Clay, we want to put our own people to work. We believe in two simple rules: buy American and hire American.
Trump was talking about Henry Clay's American system. It was a lifelong goal of Clay's to increase tariffs on imports, to encourage people to buy products made in the States, and then use the revenue to fund roads, bridges, and canals to connect the country.
Clay was a fierce advocate for American manufacturing. He wanted it badly. He said very strongly, free trade, which would throw wide open our ports to foreign production without duties, while theirs remain closed to us. That was his quote.
At the rally, Trump didn't make the connection between the tariffs and infrastructure, but the president has pushed for that in the past as well. So does Clay's American system still make sense today in Donald Trump's America? Clay was an advocate of protectionism because he thought it would help young industries, especially in remote places like early 19th century Kentucky.
He wanted a tariff system that would ensure that the national economy that would bind the nation together would develop, would become strong, and become self-sufficient.
That's Eric Brooks. He's the curator of Ashland, Henry Clay's estate in Lexington.
Clay's fear is if we're not really careful, we'll never develop a strong national economy because we'll constantly find ourselves dependent on these faraway economies for economic success, for goods, etc.
Clay thought his system of tariffs and transportation would help industry, as well as unifying a country that was becoming increasingly strained by different views on the economy and slavery. But that was the 19th century. As University of Kentucky business professor Ken Trosky puts it,
we don't have small, nascent manufacturing or any industry. We're one of the most dominant economies in the world.
Though Clay's focus on the importance of infrastructure and transportation is still present in modern-day America, protectionist tariffs dropped off over the 19th and 20th centuries as it became even easier to trade with other countries. Trosky says the industries Trump is talking about, manufacturing and coal, they aren't the infant industries of Henry Clay's day.
The argument about why you have to protect these infant industries just doesn't fly. I mean, what does it do? It allows firms to operate inefficiently, earn monopoly profits, enrich themselves. So, you know, certainly if I'm an owner of a manufacturing company, I love the idea. But as a consumer of goods, it's not a great idea.
But Trump was elected on a wave of opposition to free trade deals like NAFTA and the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It's unclear what will happen as he promises to renegotiate the agreements, but it's unlikely to look like anything from Henry Clay's day. For the Kentucky Public Radio Network, I'm Ryland Barton.